we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Tuesday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5, today's Modern Worship. And we are thankful for this opportunity. You know, if you have been saying that you were going to lose weight in July, if you said that you were going to start reading your Bible in July, if you said you were going to start evangelizing and telling people about Jesus in July, if you said that you were going to stop spending more money than you make in July, you'd better get after it today, because today is July the 31st. It is your last opportunity. Don't push things back any farther when it comes to those admirable goals. Now, on yesterday's program, I was talking about if you've got some, what do they have? They've got elective surgeries. There are surgeries that you need to have at point in times. There are other surgeries that are classified as elective surgeries. And, you know, they say, well, you can have it now, or you can have it later. You're not going to do any more damage or anything like that. If you've got some elective outdoor projects to do, and those things can wait till a little bit cooler weather, I encourage you to maybe kick those to the curb for a little while so that you can put your spiritual focus where it needs to be, and that is on the Lord Jesus Christ. So today's July 31st. I pray it's been a good summer for you. Still got August to go, and looking forward. Would anybody agree with me to let's pray for no hurricanes to come to Brevard County this year? Amen. 2 years in a row, we've had some storm visits, and you know, I just don't want any of those people to come visit my house again. That's okay with you. So let's pray. Actually, let's just go ahead and pray right now, shall we? Heavenly Father, we know this. You are able to speak to the waters, to the storms, and say, peace, be still, and they will be still. Lord, we know that there's been a lot of upheaval to our community. Lord, there are still people with roofs that have not been repaired yet. And so, Lord, we pray that it would be not just a peaceful storm season for us, but it would be a calm hurricane season for Puerto Rico, for all of the Caribbean. God, I pray in Jesus' name that the storms would be still, and that people would know that you are good and you are God, and we thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. So, you are listening to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Phone number is 321-454-4263. If you have anything you would like for us to pray with you about, we love to pray with people and see God do great and mighty things. So if you have a prayer request, you can leave that message on the answering machine there. The reason that I say that is because we are such a small church that I'm in here doing radio. I've got an office manager. She's in the office, you know, a few hours a week. You know, when there is such a small and concise staff there, that means if there's something that's got to be done, if there's a person in the hospital, that there's not going to be anybody in there. And so your chances are better that you're going to get the answering machine than they are that you're going to actually get to speak with me. But, you know, if you leave the message there, we will pray with you and agree with you in faith. So today we want to take you back to John chapter 3, where we are talking about that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. He is the light of the world, but because we are his children, he wants to illuminate the world through us. And so we are in John chapter 3 going through verses 14 through 21 to see the real crux of the matter, the foundational issue as to why some people are walking in spiritual darkness while others are walking in spiritual brightness, spiritual light. So verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. So we got up to verse 16 yesterday and talked about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. One of the things I will tell you about believing in Jesus is it's best done as early as possible. It's best to put your faith in the Lord Jesus at the beginning of the day rather than in the end of the day. It's best to put your faith in the Lord Jesus when you are young rather than when the devil has had a whole lifetime to beat up on you and take advantage of you and reduce the quality of your life day after day, year after year, decade after decade, until there is just a shell left. But I will say this, if you weren't able to do that then, if you hadn't heard about Jesus prior to now, what you want to do is you say, God, I want to put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as early as I can, and that early as I can is right now. You don't want to wait. There's collateral damage that is done by Satan to your life, to your family's life, to your finances, to your health. There's a lot of collateral damage that takes place the more that you procrastinate. And so I want to encourage you that if you want to begin to experience everlasting life, vibrant life, abundant life, life to the full and to the uttermost, I want to encourage you to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ now. That's why Jesus came into the world, so you did not perish, so you didn't die, but that you would have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we're going to talk a little bit about this concept of condemnation. There is a huge difference between condemnation and conviction. A lot of people will want to condemn people, while others just want to bring to their attention the reality that there is a better life that God has to offer you than this world will ever have to offer you. But it all has to do with our attitude toward sin. It has to do with our inclination, the inclination of our heart. What are you inclined to? You know, my wife, because of a bad knee that she had, when she thought that she was standing upright because of the faulty knee that she had, she was actually inclined more one direction than she was the other. When they got that fixed, everybody said, wow, you are standing right. But you know what? To her, she felt like she was actually leaning the other direction. I have this simple word of advice that I give to everybody when it comes to their life with Jesus Christ. And that is this: if you were really good at sin, if you were running hard at sin, I'd describe it, if you were a professional sinner and you were going at it with all that you had within you, when you repent, that is not just say, whoops, I got caught. That's not just saying, whoops, I'm sorry I did that. It is a change of direction. It's a reversal of direction, where instead of running away from God, which is what sin does, you now start to run towards God. And my advice is this: run toward God harder than you ran away from him. Because we still live in a fallen world. We still have this fallen nature that had its tentacles wrapped around our heart for years and years. And folks, I'm just stating a simple fact. The devil doesn't like to lose a battle. He wants to steal as much as he can from God. And so I want to encourage you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, run towards God with greater tenacity, with greater inclination than you ran towards sin. Okay? The condemnation, it says God did not send Jesus in the world to condemn the world. That's what the devil wants you to believe. The devil wants you to believe that if you give your heart to Jesus, that's it for your fun, that's it for your joy, that's it for your friends, that's it for your peace. The truth of the matter is, none of that is true. He is trying to deprive you of the peace and the joy and the prospering in all that you do that God wants to have for your life. God's not the condemner. God's not the condemner. Jesus came to end the condemnation in your life. So conviction will make you aware of your sin so that you will repent of your sin. Listen, the devil will try and get you to actively engage and participate in sin, get you bound in sin, and then he will come along, and once you have agreed to his plan, then he's going to start beating you up and trying to describe to you how worthless you are, how hopeless you are, how much God is disappointed in you, doesn't believe in you, and is just totally and completely embarrassed by you. That is not the truth. The truth is, Jesus still reaches out for you today, not because he's wanting to condemn you. He's wanting to break the power of condemnation in your life and empower you with the grace of the Lord so that you can live a life that is pleasing to him, because he believes in his work in your life. So, but that the world through him might be saved. You might be listening to this program, and you've got the same question that that a young man asked me in one of my youth groups. Saved from what? Saved from what? Saved from an eternity apart from God. Save you from yourself. Save you from as much heartache and pain and suffering as God can save you from. You know, do you realize that that God can save your marriage? God can save your physical body. God can save your finances. God can save your mental and emotional well-being. All of those things suffer under the reign of Satan, and they thrive under the reign of God. So, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Okay? So when we hear about believing in Jesus in verse number 15 and believing in Jesus in verse number 16 and believing in Jesus in verse number 17, we see that putting our faith in Jesus breaks the power of condemnation. It's a separation from God for all of eternity. The word in the Greek describes, I'm looking for it, as a tribunal has issued a sentence. There it is over there. It is as if there has been a judgment made and you have been sentenced, not by someone without authority, but by someone with authority. And the condemnation exists where there is a lack of faith in Jesus Christ. And so I come to you today and I ask you to put your complete and total faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will begin to see the strongholds of Satan lose their grip and lose their power over you. You will begin to see the newness of life. You'll begin to see, as Malachi puts it, the sun of righteousness rising with healing in its wings. And that, and as it says in the NIV, you shall go out like calves released from the stall, leaping for joy because you've been released from the things that were making your life completely and totally miserable. So Jesus didn't come to condemn. He came so that you could believe in him. The entire Gospel of John was written so that men would put their faith in Jesus Christ. And when they put their faith in Jesus, the condemnation of your failures is wiped away. And the joy of being a child of God replaces it, supplants it, and causes you to have a new hope and a new future and a new joy in your life. Okay? So faith breaks the power of condemnation. Verse number 19, John chapter 3. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So, it describes what is the condemnation, what is the judgment, what is the action that causes people to live under a sentence that would cause them to be separated from God. It is quite simply this: Jesus came into the world as the light of the world. He left the domain of heaven, if you will, the atmosphere of heaven. He left the angels surrounding his throne, singing his praises constantly. He came as a babe in the manger. He came to those that he created so that he could make a way for them. He came as the light to show us the way to live, to show us the traps and the snares of the enemy, to expose the works of darkness. He came to bring illumination to all of that. That's another reason why he came. He came to light up your world. The Bible talks about to whom much is given, much is required. And there are actually some that says, well, if that's the case, then I don't want to know much about the Bible. I want you to understand that that's not the heart of God. That's the heart of the devil there. Because God wants you to live in victory. He wants you to live in abundant victory. And the devil is looking for you to live in miserable defeat. So it says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. How did men respond? They loved darkness rather than light. A lot of times people will say when they don't want to put their faith in Jesus, well, what about that person who's never heard about Jesus? Okay, and so they want to shift the conversation to a philosophical aspect. What about somebody who never gets the opportunity to hear, when the real crux of the matter is that they have heard and they are making a choice, and so they're going to try and base their decision, they want to make it look like they are basing their decision on some rhetorical, anecdotal case. And the truth of the matter is that people make a choice every day. Do I love light or do I love darkness? Do I want the light to be bright or do I want to live in as much concealment as I possibly can? It is a love problem. God loves the world, but men made a choice when they were exposed to the light that they loved the darkness. And I can tell you, sometimes the light is intense. But Jesus never gives us the intensity of the light to make our life miserable. The greater the revelation that we walk in, let me just put it this way. Do you realize that there are astronomers that are constantly looking into the heavens for the brightest light in the nighttime sky? They're looking, where is the brightest light? Well, I want you to know that you don't have to have the most powerful telescope satellite that is hovering above the earth. If you want to know where the greatest light in the universe is, it was Jesus coming into the world to let people know, hey, you've been living in darkness, but I have come to overpower that darkness. The darkness is not going to understand what I'm doing. The darkness is not even going to be able to comprehend it. It's not going to understand it. How could you love these people that I have cloaked in so much spiritual darkness? How could you love them so much that you came into the world to show them that there was a better way? Do you know that there are a lot of times that people simply are unaware that there's a better option? Jesus came to let you know, hey, there's a better way. So today you've got a choice to make. Which do you love? Do you love the light or do you love the darkness? I don't know if I've ever told this story on the radio program here. Before I get to that story, it says this: men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Okay? When that light came, all of a sudden they were revealed for who they truly were. And they had to make a choice. Do I choose Jesus? Do I choose to love Jesus? Or do I choose to love the darkness? The truth of the matter is, apart from God, everything we do is darkness. And people said, you know what? I'd rather have the evil in my life than say yes to the holiness that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ and living in the light. That's a bad choice. That is a really, really bad choice. So let me tell you this story. I was in my 20s. Early to mid 20s, and I was serving at a church, and God gave me a word that I was going to be married to my wife. I can still remember the word. He said, "I'm going to take the thread of your life, and I'm going to take the thread of her life, and I'm going to weave them together into a beautiful tapestry that would be more beautiful than anything either of you could make your life into on your own." And God's done that. God's done that. I'm a blessed man because of my wife. I see pictures of when I was that age, and I thank God that her vision wasn't any better than it was, because it was like she was beautiful, and I had some bad hair. I had some really bad hair. And so I'm just thankful that God brought us together. But there was a time where we were having a discussion. I knew that God had called me to pastor, and she made a statement that said, "Well, I feel like God's calling me to missions," and that conversation, it stuck with me, and in my prayer time, God, you know, I remember what He said. But he challenged me. He said, "Well, if she's called to missions and you're called to pastor, how is that going to work? Which do you love more? Do you love me more or do you love her more?" And I said, "Well, God, I love her, but I love you more." And He said, "Will you lay her on the altar? And so I said, yes, I will. And I told her, I was like, look, you're called to missions. I'm called to pastor. I don't see how this is going to work. And she held on to the word that God had given her, because he had given her a word the same way he had given me a word. And neither one of us had communicated that with one another. And so I laid her on the altar. And I mean, I was absolutely miserable. She was miserable. I was miserable. And, I mean, cause I meant it. I love my wife, but I love Jesus even more. And after a day, God said, because you have chosen me over her, I'm going to give her to you as well. And, we've been married for several decades now. Very, very happy about that. To give you a little bit of enlightenment to the end of the story, when we came to Merit Assembly of God in 1992, something happened that I had never heard of before. Our title was called this: you are home missions pastors. And I'll just tell you this, if God is speaking something to you today beyond your understanding, we had no idea that there were such things as pastors who were pastoring missionary churches. I had a friend of mine who was a youth pastor at a mega church, and he showed up at my door one day, and he looked in and he said, "Wow, y'all are like missionaries." And it's like, yeah, that's what we are. We came with no salary, a lot of work to do, and not any natural resources, but we had a great deal of love for God, a great deal for love for one another, and a great deal of faith in God and in his people. And so today, I want to encourage you, if you've got a choice to make between loving God or loving darkness, as painful as it may be, choose to love God. The benefits are exponentially greater for choosing him rather than clinging to the things of this world. There's an interesting verse that says this in the NIV: those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. I don't want you to lose God's grace today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.